And welcome back to another episode of Why I Hate This Movie. I'm your host, Derek Rios, and with always my co-host and heterosexual life mate, Danny Newton. How you doing, Danny?
Pretty good, Derek. How are you?
I am fine. So today we're talking about a Halloween-themed movie.
Yeah, supposedly a classic.
Supposedly a classic. Came out in 1993. Hocus Pocus.
Yep. That is a movie we watched today. Yes.
Of course, I watched this a bunch as a child, and apparently you never finished it? You never watched the whole thing through?
This is one of those things, like, I've seen clips of it. I have never sat down and watched this movie.
I grew to hate this movie because it was one of those movies, kind of like Mrs. Doubtfire, where it was just overplayed so much in the 90s. Every Halloween, it was just on all day long on TV.
I would argue that point with this movie is nothing like Mrs. Doubtfire, because at least when I watched Mrs. Doubtfire the first time when I was a kid, I enjoyed it. I did not fucking enjoy this.
I don't know if I ever liked it at any point, but it was one of those movies everyone always talked like, oh, yeah, Hocus Pocus is great. And
the people I work with, like, I hear them say this, like, oh, man, spooky season. I got to watch Hocus Pocus. Like, this movie fucking sucked.
Yeah.
This movie was bad. You know, I'm okay with bad movies.
Mm-hmm.
I really am, because last year we did Ernest Scared Stupid.
Yeah. That's funny bad.
I enjoyed that. This is just bad. Oh my God, dude. This is rough.
We have a horse. The star is a horse. Danny DeVito. And Bette Midler.
Yes. Oh my God. She did look like Danny DeVito. Like, she penguin. Almost looked like the fucking penguin.
Yeah. She straight up looked like fucking the penguin Danny DeVito. And she acted like she had Downs or something the whole time. She was just, I don't know. She would just.
She it was like she had a stroke.
Yeah. Yeah. Her face didn't work. And
she looked like she had a stroke. I don't know what was going on with fucking.
The horse?
I don't know what was going on with Seabiscuit.
Oh, yeah.
She just, I couldn't tell if she was a whore or retarded or both.
I think it was a little bit of both.
I think she was a retarded whore.
So, we're talking about Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah, SJP.
She, her character, both the sisters, besides Bette Midler was like not the brightest, but she was. At least she knew how to function as a human being.
Yes.
But the other two characters, which is Sarah Jessica Parker and Kathy Najimy's character.
Nobody. It's nobody.
they both are just very dumb.
Dude.
And Sarah's character is borderline?
Down syndrome slut.
Borderline,
and she wants to do it with kids.
Pedophilia.
Yeah,
which I get the whole thing, like, they're attracted to kids because they want to suck their life force out, but she's like flirting with them in the movie.
No, she wants to bang children.
But I think she just wants to bang everyone, because in the one scene where they're around adults, she's like instantly making out with some guy.
Yeah, more than once.
Yeah.
This was like three or four fucking times.
Well, I think it was just the once I actually see her make out.
She was somewhere. Making out with the dude at the Halloween party thing that the parents were at.
Yeah.
She was like grinding up on Satan.
Well, they weren't making out, but.
Yeah. She was like, you know, all up in the bus driver's lap.
Yeah.
She kissed somebody else too. I can't remember who.
I don't think she kisses anyone else, but she's definitely. Yeah. Horny.
Well, I just.
I mean, she. Betrayed Billy, so.
Bro, this was a children's film.
Yeah.
This was a children's film.
It was okay in the 90s.
Fucking no, it was not. No, it wasn't.
So we start off in 300 years ago.
Yes.
Of course, 300 years from 93. So.
This setup took so long.
And it's actually the Salem witch trials. It was during that period where there's the Salem witches, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And this these three witches are luring this little girl out to their cabin in the woods, and their brothers notice, their brother and a friend or whatever, and they go out there and try to stop them. So they sneak inside, and this happens several times in the movie where instead of stopping them, they just kind of watch what happens and then jump up and say, "Hey, don't you do that.
Yeah.
Stop doing that." Instead of, you know, getting a surprise attack on them.
I feel like this is also another one of those movies where guns would instantly solve all the problems.
Yeah.
Right.
There's not a single gun.
Anywhere.
Anywhere in this movie.
Like, this boy come from a time of muskets.
Yeah.
Right? That would have solved this problem instantly.
Yeah. And then, of course, in the present time, I mean, I get it, it's Salem, but I'm sure there's plenty of guns around.
Yeah. These witches ain't that good. they ain't stopping bullets.
No, I mean it might not kill them, but I don't really know what kills them except for sunlight.
No, well, the thing is the sunlight didn't kill them.
It was the time ran out.
Yeah, the time ran out. So these three witches are making like a potion in the woods to suck the essence out of this child and live forever and blah 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 and whatever. So big brother comes in and he is going to try to stop these witches from eating his sister's soul.
Yeah.
But he fails to do.
Yep.
And they eat her soul, which they succeeded doing despite their mental challenges.
Yeah.
And
then turn him into a cat.
Yeah, turn him into a cat for reasons. And he can no longer die and he has to live forever knowing that he failed his sister. And then the townspeople show up and capture these witches.
Off screen.
Off screen.
And they just give up immediately. They're supposed to have, they're younger now. Now that they sucked the life force out of this little girl.
And you think if they're younger, they would be rejuvenated, more powerful.
Yeah.
Plus, they have the fucking Necronomicon sitting over here.
Yep.
There's no, like, kill an entire village spell in the fucking Necronomicon.
Yeah. You think they'd be able to stop them. But instead, they're just like, oh, we're just going to make a prediction of, like, in 300 years from now, some virgin's going to light this candle and we're going to be reborn.
I guess, like...
And then they hang them.
Yeah, they hang them. The villagers are like super easy, barely an inconvenience.
Yeah. Which you think that they obviously knew these witches were out in these woods over there. You think they would have done something before they started murdering children.
Right. It didn't seem like a secret.
No, because everyone showed up there real quick.
Yeah. So 300 years later, Max, right?
Yeah, we're introduced to the main character, Max.
Yeah, Max. He's a cool kid from California.
He wears a tie-dye shirt.
Tie-dye, yeah.
And he says stuff like, chill.
Yeah, yeah.
Max is kind of a douche.
Max is, I mean...
And he's not a good person.
No, he's not.
Which I get, you know, he's a teenager, he's got the angst, but the first thing he does is, the whole intro of the story is being told by their history teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing he does is like poo-poos on it. It's like, oh, this is this town's tradition and stuff. And they enjoy Halloween. And he's like, oh, that's all stupid. You're all stupid. Halloween is this made up by the corporations, the candy companies.
So here's the thing. Of the two of us, you were in Max's position. What the fuck did you do?
I wasn't really from Cali.
It doesn't matter.
I came from
you
Oregon.
You wasn't from here.
I mean,
remember you standing up in class being a fucking dickhead and
no, I did get picked on and beat up a little bit,
but I don't remember you like acting like a dumbass.
No, well, I was never that person, but
first day here.
I tell you, one of the big differences, we never really got in fights out there. We just talked a lot of crap. And, that got me in trouble a couple times. I was just talking shit to kids bigger than me. Because I was pretty tiny back then.
Oh, they didn't throw hands where you come from?
No.
Yeah, they did here.
It was a lot of talk. Yeah, I found that out real quick. That I had to learn how to back it up. But then I got a bit bigger and the people wouldn't fuck with me anymore. So.
But yeah, I don't remember you acting like Max on your first week of class.
No, he literally was like, Halloween is just made up by the candy corporations, which is a lie because everyone knows our sponsors today, Skittles, Hershey's,
yeah.
That
It's pagan tradition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Hallows Eve.
Yeah.
But, and of course, the girl corrects him. And then he instantly goes and is like, hey, here's my number in front of the class.
Yeah.
And I guess that's like, oh, that does
like you've
it for
been
her.
Here like a day or two, bro. Yeah. You don't know if she's got a boyfriend that might be sitting right there behind her and is about to fucking pound you in the dirt because yeah. this other guy stands up and is like, yeah, good luck, buddy.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, yeah, duh. That's her boyfriend sitting right behind her. That guy's a lot bigger than you. He's probably going to pound you into the ground. So but, Max is a fucking idiot.
Yeah. He should have got beat up immediately. Well, he does turn around and then runs into bullies who take his shoes. Which these bullies are like real dumb. They're just hanging out in the cemetery.
Yeah. Because, you know, reasons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're troublemakers.
But he's also riding his bike through a cemetery for reasons.
That's how the shortcut to get home, you know?
Yeah. Sure.
Maybe they live in a cemetery.
They live next to Pet Cemetery.
Yeah. It's Salem. Salem, everyone knows Salem is 90% cemeteries.
Apparently. The other 10% is witches.
Yeah. Witches and woods. But yeah, these bullies, it's like they try to imitate Bulk and Skull somehow.
Bro, this is, you know, comparing them to Bulk and Skull is kind of an insult to Bulk and Skull.
It really
right?
is.
Because Bulk and Skull started as bullies, stereotypical bullies.
As heroes.
They fucking rallied the troops and mm-hmm. saved Angel Grove, and they didn't even have any kind of superpowers.
No.
They're just like, fuck it. We're doing this. We're going to throw down.
Yeah.
These kids were just dumb pieces of shit. That seems to be a running theme in this movie.
Yeah.
Everybody seems to be a dumb piece of shit.
Yeah, the good guys are dumb pieces of shit. The bad guys
are dumb pieces of shit.
All the supporting and side characters are dumb
pieces
of
shit. Oh, God, dude. Apparently, the prophecy to bring these witches back to life was a virgin has to light their super magical candle on Halloween. Right?
Are we going to get into the discussion again of how you tell if a boy is a virgin or not?
Oh, God. I'd rather not.
Okay.
Apparently a virgin has to light this candle on Halloween. And my thing is like, they said this in front of these townspeople like 300 years ago.
Yep.
They would have just destroyed that candle.
Yeah, you think so?
You would have destroyed that. They would have fucking destroyed the Necronomicon.
Yep.
They would have got rid of all this shit.
But it turns out the chick that he hit on, I think yeah. Emily.
Yeah.
Her parents used to run, I think they owned the building. I don't know. They used to run the shop.
They looked like the kind that would own all the property in this town.
They were definitely very rich. She was obviously like the mayor's daughter or some shit.
Like,
but they own that house and it's been turned into a museum.
Yes.
And the Necronomicon is just on display.
Yes.
But it's okay. It's asleep.
Oh my God, dude. So Max's parents are like, hey, dipshit, you got to take your little sister trick or treating.
Mm-hmm.
So begrudgingly, he takes his little sister trick or treating. And during their trick or treating route, they run into, I can't call him Bulk and Skull because I like Bulk and Skull. They run into the two dipshit piece of shit bullies.
It's Jay and Ernie, a.k.a. Ice, because Ice is a lot cooler and he has it shaved into the back of his head.
Yes, because he's a fucking moron.
Hey, man, Ice, Vanilla Ice is pretty cool back then.
Yes,
this is the height.
This was 93.
Yep.
So they're out trick-or-treating and they get picked on by the bullies. And for some reason, Max is upset at his little sister because his little sister has bigger balls than him.
Yeah. Well, he almost got beat up because of her.
You just embarrassed me in front of half the guys at the school. It's like, bro, fuck half the guys at the school.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, what do you give a shit?
You know, when they were asking him for stuff, the first two things they asked him for was cigarettes and money.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, well, we're just going to steal your kicks.
Yeah. So during the course of this trick-or-treating, they end up at his not-girlfriend's house.
Yeah.
And her parents are throwing just the most elaborate costume party I've ever seen. Literally, when he walked in, I thought that, holy shit, apparently they've been like filming Pirates of the Caribbean over at the Disney lot for a long fucking time now.
Yeah.
Because this looked like a side stage from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous. It was like fucking Colonial Fare out the ears.
Yeah. Which they just kind of walk into this house, which I guess it's open. And
yeah.
Her parents are having a party, an adult party.
Yes.
But they have catering. Like, there's servers and waiters and shit.
Yeah.
It's very fancy.
Yeah. And like I said, they're all dressed like British royalty. Mm-hmm. They're all dressed like colonials. It is ridiculous. So he meets up with his not girlfriend.
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, I want to fucking be here anyways. Let's go light that candle, buddy.
Well,
unleash the god of death.
Yeah. He suggests, like, hey, that'd be fun. Let's go over there and check out that place. Which, we forgot one thing. Whenever he gets home after school, the first thing he does is goes and he starts making out with his pillow.
Oh, my God.
And his sister's hiding in the closet and she pops out and is like, you know, he was about to start masturbating.
Oh, yeah. Oh, 100%.
This is like, about to get real awkward for that little girl.
Like, literally, he was spooning a pillow.
Yep.
And making out with it and just, you know,
Which I also like.
Children's film, by the way.
Yeah.
Children's film.
I also like that he used the word sucks. This sucks. And his dad is like, watch your language. Remember when suck was a bad word?
So she dumps her parents' fucking just pretentious party over here. And
so the other thing is, the little girl mentions this. So the whole thing is she didn't want to go out on her own because it's a full moon. And she's like, oh, there's going to be a bunch of weirdos out. And the brother just kind of brushes it off. And then the parents make him go, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if you know this or not, but statistically, they're full moons. And cops will tell you this and dispatch stuff like that.
Yeah.
Full moons, there is a weird thing where crime rate increases on full moon nights.
Yeah, I've heard
of this. Around full moons.
I've heard of this. Personally, I think it's just because when there's a full moon out, you can see more at night.
Yeah,
right.
You think so?
Yeah, 100%.
You don't think it's maybe because the cycle of the moon and hormones or some shit like that?
Not really. Yeah. I feel like because it's brightly lit outside from a full moon, it's easier to do crime.
I think it's because the moon's hollow and it's an alien spacecraft and they're experimenting on us, and that's when it's closest to us.
But how could it be an alien spacecraft when the Nazis are living up there?
Well, the Nazis took over.
Oh.
Yeah.
But if the Earth is flat, why is the moon a sphere? How could it be hollow?
Well, it could still go around us, and that's where it goes when we don't see it, Danny. The moon's flat, too.
Oh, is it now? That's why we only ever see the one side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no two sides.
Yeah.
It's like a coin.
We only ever see heads. We never see tails.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they, at this museum.
Yes.
Of course, he's a virgin. He lights a candle.
Yeah.
What if a non-virgin lights a candle?
It probably just burns the candle down. Mm. Maybe the candle doesn't light.
Yeah, probably not.
Maybe they tried to burn the candle in like a bonfire or something like that. And because it wasn't a virgin that did it, it just didn't burn.
So it lights. They're summoned back, whatever, yada, yada. They come back. And Jinx, the cat.
Yes.
Comes in and like helps him get away from them.
Bro, you've been here for 300 fucking years. You had one job. Just one.
Here's the thing. They say that he's protecting the candle or whatever and stopping kids from lighting it. But then throughout the whole movie, he's like, I've been waiting 300 years for some virgin to show up and light that fucking candle so I can beat these bitches' ass. Right? He literally says that multiple times. Like, thank you for lighting this candle. I've been waiting. But then the whole time they say he's protecting it and stopping kids.
If he could talk, why didn't you say something to the villagers?
I have no idea. you maybe it took him a while to figure out how to talk.
Do you think it's like tricks are for kids?
I think so. I think he could probably only talk to kids. Yeah. But on top of that, maybe it's only just because he lit the thing. I don't know. They're probably all just fucking on high and hallucinating or some shit, bro. I don't know why the cat decided to only talk to them.
Oh, man. The candle was made out of DMT.
Yeah. It's a fucking
Joe Rogan gave them this candle.
Yeah. No, they're in an
ayahuasca hut.
Yeah, yeah. That shop is just a fucking weed.
It was a head shop, a
dispensary. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh man.
So, but yeah, like.
Yeah, I mean, the entire, like, case over there was just, like, fucking lighters and pipes and shit. Yeah.
The kid, I mean, the cat probably could have figured out a way to light that shit himself. I'm sure he's a virgin.
Dude. I mean, you know, 13 back in his day, he already probably had 4 or 5 kids.
Yeah, you're right. Probably.
But I just, they rag on this kid for being a virgin. This entire goddamn movie.
Yeah.
This is a children's film for one.
Yeah.
Right?
I know when I was 15, I definitely wasn't a virgin, right? Right?
I'm just saying.
A couple years later.
So in your children's film, do you really want your main character being constantly picked on for not having fucked somebody by the age of 15?
It's not really being picked on. It's more of like, it's brought up a few times, you know? And he only got picked on like once or twice for it.
He is constantly picked on for this.
You know what? Fuck Max. I'm glad they did that. Good. The only cool
character. But I'm just saying. Would you want your kid watching a fucking movie at the age of 14 or 15 where the main character is constantly being picked on for not having fucked somebody by the age of 15?
Is my kid 15 years old?
I'm just saying.
Is my kid 15 years
old?
Sure. I'd pick on him. For
yeah, you fucking loser. Why haven't you had 3 kids yet?
Yeah, you fucking virgin. Get out of my house.
Such a shit message to be sending your kids.
I think Danny and Allison were like the only two cool characters in this movie anyways. They're the only ones that weren't like completely dumb.
No, Danny was the only one with sense.
Yeah.
She was the only one that was brave.
Mm-hmm.
But you could argue that's because she's a younger child and doesn't have that fear in her. You know what I mean?
I don't think Allison was particularly like scared or anything. It's just,
I mean, at least she was smart enough to read.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, salt. Oh, we should fucking go to the kitchen and get salt. God damn it.
Yeah. She started. Yeah. They looked at the book and was like, oh shit. Here's some stuff we can use against them.
Yeah. It blows my mind that people like this movie, but continuing on. So a virgin lights the candle and we got a rag on him the entire fucking movie.
Yep.
Because he's not a whore yet.
So Binks helps him get out and they go through the sewers and then pop up and he gets flattened.
Yeah. So the first place they run to is into a cemetery.
Yeah.
Because it's holy ground.
Yeah.
It's hallowed ground.
And hallowed.
They can't step foot on hallowed ground.
But they can fly over it.
They can fly over it. Sure.
Which the flying in this was like, it didn't look terrible. It's just whenever they try to move, it was very clunky.
We literally had to do nothing.
Yeah.
We literally just had to sit there and wait.
Not really. Well, they had the book, right? So, yeah. But they go and it's like the book's a homing beacon most of the movie because they just show up wherever they are.
Yeah.
But then turn around whenever they escape out of the school, they don't know where they're at anymore until they open the book and read it.
We'll get to the school.
Yeah.
The school is fucking terrible.
Yeah.
So after the cemetery,
so they summon undead. They res Billy, which is supposed to be like one of the horse face Sarah Jessica Parker's lovers or something.
Yeah,
that she just betrayed or whatever. I don't know. Anyways, they summon him and he chases them off, even though like he was just trying to help them. I guess I don't know. Whatever.
It's almost like he's a useless character.
Yeah. No, he's a good zombie later that literally does nothing.
Right.
He gets his head kicked off. And that's supposed to be funny, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Twice. Yeah. We do the same joke twice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the third time it would have been funny.
Yeah. Well, oh, I would have had to stitch my side back together. Oof.
Yeah. The laws of three, Danny.
Oh, okay? Man. The rule of three. So after that, we go down, run through the sewers, and we come up at the adults' party, right?
Yeah, that's when they go and okay.
Yeah, and they tried to convince their parents that, oh, hey, we released the God of Death over here, and they're currently chasing us down.
Well, it's not God of Death. It's more like the idiots of soul-sucking. There's a lot of kid-sucking in this movie.
While the witches are running around, they are watching all the kids trick-or-treating and slowly realizing, oh, these are all kids trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
and they come across Satan.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. He's like, come on in, let's fuck.
Yeah, pretty much.
What is happening? I don't understand.
He's their master, okay? Every witch knows that Satan is their master.
Could you imagine this? Let's do the adverse of this, right? Let's say you were sitting there Halloween night, just fucking, you don't give a shit about what's going on outside, much like you do now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you're flipping through your channels, which for you, you'd be sitting there just fucking scrolling through watching anime. And then your dumbass wife is just like, yeah, come on in, you know, three dudes, fuck me in front of my husband.
That wasn't his intentions.
That was exactly his intentions.
He was like, hey, honey, check out these awesome costumes.
No. He was just like, hey, honey, let's be swingers and bang these bitches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if that's how my wife swings, I guess, you know.
And when she was like, no, he's like, well, go on. Go to your room. I'm going to bang these bitches in our living room. I was like, what is happening here? Why are we doing this? This is beyond stupid.
Nah, man. They call me master. Hopefully, if I was with someone that dumb or just oblivious, like obviously trying to cheat on me, I mean, I just wouldn't be with that person.
Bruh. Like, this is...
It doesn't seem like he's in a very happy relationship.
Why is this
anyways.
In this movie?
Just so we know that Satan is their master, okay?
They didn't have to do this.
No, we needed some filler.
All they had to do for this joke was have him come out of his house going, ah, ha, 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 I'm Satan. And that's it. That's all you needed, right?
No, man, we needed 10 more minutes of runtime.
We didn't need this 10 minutes over here of like, let's turn that pineapple upside down, buddy.
It was a tight 136 movie. An hour 36, and like they had to have that fill. They couldn't cut that shit. They needed that scene.
This could have been an hour 20.
This could have been a 10-minute movie.
Yes. Oh God, dude. I don't know why they thought it was a good idea to have this scene. I don't know whose fucking idea this was. This is the worst. That was probably the worst. Like,
The kids also, before they go back to their parents' house, they run into a cop.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, help us and shit. And the cop gets off and is like, yeah, stop making shit up, kid, and beat it. And
then No. It was like, she's like, he lit the candle. He's a virgin.
Yeah. And he pulls it. Yeah.
Hey, you're a virgin? Beat it, you fucking nerd. What the fuck, dude? Like, oh, my God.
And then it turns out, oh, he's not a cop. So they go into the parents, the party or whatever, and the parents just don't believe them, and the witches show up, and they're like, oh, we're here to sing and dance.
Yeah.
Which the parents are like, how much candy have you had tonight? And the little girl's like, I'm not ODing on candy. Like, I don't know why this little girl knows what ODing is, but
yeah,
it's kind of scary. I don't know what her parents been teaching her.
I mean, I could see it being in her vernacular.
ODing? Really?
Yeah.
I don't think she knows what it means,
though. Maybe her mom says stuff like you're overdosing on sugar.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I mean, it could be that simple.
So the witches cast a spell on them to dance until they die, but I think they're just partying. It's like, hey, let's, you know.
She could have easily just cast a spell on them to make their parents turn on them and fucking capture them.
I don't know. We don't. That might not be in that book.
Yes, but dance until you're dead. That's in there.
Yeah, that's a good spell.
That seems like a fucking useless spell that would be in this book.
Yeah,
that seems like the degree of fucking worthless that comes out of this book.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I mean, assault circle.
Why didn't she just make the villagers dance until they died instead of getting hung 300 years ago?
Well, because they weren't at a club. They weren't playing music.
Oh my God, dude. This, God damn it, this angers me.
So yeah, they lure the witches to the school after that.
Yeah. Yeah, this is really bad.
And
this is really bad.
Apparently, I guess they're in the art room because there's just a walk-in furnace.
Yes, it's a kiln.
Yes.
It's a pottery kiln.
In the school.
Yeah. They go full fucking Holocaust on these bitches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They put a boombox in there, and the girls just, oh, that's where sound's coming from. So they walk in there, and they lock them up and just fry them.
Yes.
And they're like, hey, mission accomplished. And they high-fived and fucking left.
Yes.
Went home and banged.
They went full Third Reich on these bitches. It was insane. Like, this is a children's film.
Yeah.
And we just burned people alive. But they're
bad people, Danny.
And then they're just celebrating like they didn't just murder three people.
They were bad people, Danny.
And they hadn't killed anybody yet.
Well,
we don't necessarily know how bad of people they are. We're taking a fucking cat's word for this. We're taking a feline's word.
They did scary stuff, and they flew around, Danny. Torch them. Fuck those bitches. They literally go back and, like, celebrate at their house. The parents aren't home. It's 2 a.m., and they're like, hey, let's snuggle up in the corner and, you know, fall asleep in each other's arms.
And then later she literally wakes up and is like, hey, man, I'm just going to go home. You're, like, popping a boner on me over here.
It's 5 a.m. My parents are going to be upset.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're out banging some guy all night.
Yeah.
But it's okay because they're out banging people in this orgy club.
I just.
Which, that's when they open up the book and start reading. I guess they.
Why don't they just wait for the sun to come up?
I don't know.
You think the fucking cat would have said, hey, don't open the book. It's like a fucking beacon.
Well, it was asleep. He just said never use the book because it's evil.
Yeah, you think he would have elaborated.
But they find out about the salt circle thing from it.
Yeah. So the book's not all evil.
No.
No. Because apparently it has white magic spells in it too, which is the salt circle.
So they show up, steal the book and the girl.
Yeah.
And explode half the fucking house and then fly out. And then Sarah Jessica Parker sings and enchants all the children who are asleep. They all wake up
shutter out of their houses, still in their Halloween costumes.
Yep. And all just head towards their house.
Yeah.
And then they go back and they have this, they start brewing their potion. And we get the final scene of the movie, which is real fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Where they go in, Max and Allison go in to rescue the girls, and he uses the trick. Well, the first thing he does is like, hey, don't do that, after watching them for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then he uses the trick of, oh, sunlight. Oh, it's, you didn't know about daylight saving time. So the sun was an hour early, and they turn on headlights. So the sun just magically appears. Already risen.
For one, this wouldn't work.
No.
Because we've already established that the runtime of the spell isn't the actual sun coming up.
Yep.
It's the candle burning out.
Yeah.
And the candle burns out when the sun comes up.
Yep.
So these bitches can look at the fucking candle.
But it's the sun, man. Witches. But I mean, it's not like they can't be in sunlight because it shows them in the beginning of the movie in sunlight.
Yeah.
So it's just the time of day because the spell runs out.
Yeah.
Which doesn't make sense anyways that they'd put this limitation on them. But I guess it's just like they only have so many. How much do they have to suck an entire kid off before they can not fucking die?
Dude, I was under the impression they had to suck off a bunch of kids.
Okay. Because it turns out they just want to suck one kid off. And the main chick does suck a little bit of Max's soul out.
When they suck a kid off, what they're sucking out of them is years, right?
Yeah. Years of my life.
You would think what they're trying to do is collectively get more than 300 years of life out of all these kids combined.
Mm, yeah.
So them just getting one kid isn't going to do it.
Yeah.
They need more.
You think it's making up for the 300 years that they've been dead?
I think it's exactly that.
Oh, God.
That's why they have to do this before the limitations of the sun coming up and the candle goes off, because they're not actually just dying. They're not dying from the sunlight. They shouldn't be exploding. They're just instantly aging to death. So in order to make this potion work, this, I don't know, maybe like 5 ounces, we make 50 gallons of potion.
Yeah.
to do this.
Which they say originally that
they bite the ends of their tongue off twice in this movie, by the way.
Yeah.
They still are just able to talk.
Pieces of their tongue. Maybe that's why they're dumb. I don't know. The only reason they're actually chasing the kids around because they need the book because they can't remember the spells.
Right.
The spell components, effectively.
Even though SJP remembers the spell components.
Yeah, but she's dumb, so we're not going to listen to her. She's got a horse face.
She literally knows the spell components, and you're just like, ah, whatever.
Yeah, she's back there singing it, and it's like, that's the dumb one. We're not listening to her. I'm definitely going to go find the book.
Oh, man.
So they rescue little Danny and like get out, and the witches go and chase them, which...
They rescue him by using the brights on this Jeep.
Yeah.
Right? But they put red bags over the brights.
Mm-hmm. So it looks like the sun.
They didn't have to do that. They could just turn the brights on.
Yeah. They don't understand.
They could have turned the high beams on.
They don't understand how technology works, even though they've been seeing it all night. But I don't get, okay, they only have the potion, one vial left, enough for one child. And they're just like, we're going to murder that kid now.
Mm-hmm.
But if they just wanted to, I don't even know if it's enough for them to live anymore. But if it was, if one child was enough for to keep them alive for a period of time.
They literally just made this potion as fresh on their mind.
Yep.
You got 100 kids walking towards you.
Yeah. They drive through this, plow through a bunch of children in their vehicle. they're passing, walking towards them. They don't need them anymore.
Right.
They have the vial. There's children there.
They got plenty of time to finish their components, make another batch, kill the rest of these kids that are coming, and then get your vengeance later.
Did they even steal the book?
Yeah, they steal the book again.
Okay, but they still have a vial. So they could suck off one kid that's, you know, just in trance standing in front of them.
But the thing is they literally just made this.
Yes.
So the recipe is fresh in their mind.
Yeah.
They just make another one.
You'd think so.
Yeah.
They don't need the book right now.
Right.
Yeah, just start sucking these kids off.
Yeah.
All these, you know, whatever... These children that are entranced.
Yep.
But no, they go back to the graveyard and Billy's there chilling and he does not do anything useful besides call her a bitch.
He actively makes things worse for
Danny.
The good guys.
Well, he gets his head knocked off and Danny goes and helps him because now, you know, like everyone else in this movie, everything that talks to them nicely is a good guy.
It's the good guys don't know that they're just targeting Danny.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But still the good guys act like they know they're just targeting Danny because they stick her in the fucking grave hole and surround it by salt.
Yeah.
So that it's on hallowed ground and none of their magic can affect her because she's inside of a salt ring.
Yeah.
So Billy just makes things actively worse when he gets his head knocked off and the kid gets distracted, comes out of the hole and hands him his head back.
Yeah, and then she stands there and waits awkwardly as she flies down the zip line and grabs her.
Jumping back in the hole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Max saves her by chugging it, and then they have this whole sequence where Bette Midler's character is like trying to suck life out of him, but he's struggling, and
she runs out of time.
Yeah, she runs out of time, and they all fucking explode. The movie's over, thank God.
They die because they're retarded.
Which when they were fleeing from him, she flies up to him and makes a "Do you have your driver's permit?" joke. It's like you don't know what a driver's permit is.
Yeah,
it doesn't even make sense.
You didn't know what the fucking road was.
You didn't know what asphalt was, which makes sense. But I wouldn't think it was a black river if I saw it. It's not moving.
So yeah, that's the end of the movie. Thank fucking God.
Well, Billy goes back to bed. But he's not like the spell didn't wear off.
Oh, cat's dead. We forgot the cat's dead. Fucking tears. The fucking cat's dead.
This is real sad, bro.
Yeah.
You know, it's because the spirit comes back to life and he whispers awkwardly to Danny. This is 300-year-old, you know, now he's back in his 15-year-old body or whatever still. But this is a 300-year-old being man, I guess. And he whispers to this little girl, he's like, "I'll always be with you." And then kisses her on the cheek and then runs off to play with his sister.
Yeah, then tells his little sister, "I'm sorry, I had to wait for some fucking retarded virgin to light a candle." And then the movie ends. Dude, this movie was dog shit.
It was not pleasurable.
bro, how do people like this? This blows my mind.
I can't imagine how much worse the second one is for everyone to hate that one and like this one still.
Dude, I just... I suffer through this. I'm just like, God, stop. Stop picking on this kid for not being just a slut. Like, what are you doing? Why?
Hey, man, in 93, if you were still a virgin at 15... It's not really trying. You're probably gay.
How is this movie like the beloved classic? Oh, that we just have to watch every goddamn year. All right. Bette Midler is not that good.
No, she's not. I mean, she's an okay actress. I mean, she's a singer pretty much.
Right? I mean, I get that she's chewing scenery and hamming it the fuck up in this.
Yeah.
But she's not enough to make this movie not suck.
I don't know how she's the attractive one out of the three.
Bro. Like.
The chick that played Allison, she grew up. She's been in a bunch of movies. She does. Surprisingly, her and Danny grew up. They both do a bunch of like suspense horror movies.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that. Like B movies and shit.
Allison was Vanessa Shaw. But yeah, she's done a bunch of horror movies. She's very attractive now. Danny. Was actually been in a movie that we've talked about.
Oh, yeah? Which one? Show.
I don't know if you didn't recognize her?
No.
Okay. She was also in American Beauty, which is a pretty...
She was the young girl?
She was the daughter to Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, she's... Okay.
Yeah. But apparently she was 17 in that, and she shows her breasts. But anyways, probably Kevin Spacey thing. was it?
She may have been 17 when it started.
Okay.
In 18 when they filmed.
She was the princess in Dungeons and Dragons, the 2000 movie.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. That's who she was.
That movie was still better than this.
The 7 years later. Only 7 years later. So she's still a teenager in that. But she played the princess in Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, her Palpatine impression in that was still better than this.
Well, we had Palpatine in this. Bette Midler's fucking shooting lightning bolts out, flying around and shit.
Jesus, dude. I don't get it. I don't see it. There's a lot of these movies we watch that I'm just like, yeah, I can see how people enjoy that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see it. Not this one.
I didn't like it very much as a child. I grew to hate it. And I haven't watched this in a long time. I still don't like this movie.
Like I said, I'll walk around work and I'll hear people talk about this movie. Like, this is like their fucking Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer of Halloween.
Is Rudolph any good?
Well, I mean, you know.
It's definitely a kid's movie, but it's like, it's not funny. Like, there's kid movies.
It's all fucking jokes. Movies that's the thing. Funny.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's a sticking point for me. You can't have your fucking children's movie be nothing but fucking jokes.
Yeah.
Right? It's okay to slide an adult joke in there every now and then. Just something for the parents. You see that a lot in Disney and Pixar movies.
Yeah.
But this, every joke was that.
Yeah.
Like... This movie was actively bad. Why would they want? I mean, I understand that Disney's on the roll of like, let's milk everybody's nostalgia.
Yeah.
So that's why they made a Hocus Pocus 2. But still, though, why? Why? This movie fucking blowed.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm
kind of curious how they resurrected them because they all exploded.
Yeah.
Bette Midler turned to stone and then exploded.
Is it the same crew?
Yeah.
SJP needed the money that bad? I guess she would.
Yeah. When's the last time you saw her in a movie?
Fair enough. It was whatever the fucking dumb Sex and the City movie was, like, what, a decade ago?
Well, they just did a new one. They rebooted Sex and the City or something, shit like that.
Yeah.
I guess she is into that stuff. I think wasn't she in Django? I think she was in Django.
SJP?
Yeah. Wasn't Django riding around on her?
Yeah.
I was trying to think of any movie with a fucking horse in the last 10
years. What's he doing up there on that nay?
What's he doing up on there on Sarah Jessica Parker?
Oh my God, dude.
No.
Maxim, like I said, 2012, Maxim voted her ugliest woman of the year. You're right, Bette Midler was way more attractive than she was. Personality goes a long way. That's all I can say for Bette Midler. Personality goes a long way.
Yeah.
So, I just, what do you, what, What rating do you give this? Because I know where mine is.
I'd probably say an 8.
An 8?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's being nice.
Yeah.
That's being real nice and forgiving. Like, I feel like Jack and Jill is still that gold standard of 10.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't give this a 10. It hasn't earned it.
No.
It didn't try.
It wasn't painfully bad.
But this is every bit of a 9.
Annoyingly bad.
This is every bit of a 9. Yeah. If you had the opportunity to watch any other movie as your traditional Halloween movie and you opted for this sack of shit,
yeah,
you're a bad person. You could watch...
You think this one's bad. But yeah, you could watch the fucking Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh my goodness, dude.
Is that a Christmas movie? I always consider it a Halloween movie.
I always consider it a Halloween movie too.
Yeah. Watch any horror movie. Whatever.
Anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything is better than this. Absolutely anything. Yeah. Fucking 9. Fuck this piece of shit.
All right. I think that's about it.
Yeah.
Before we just bag on SJP more.
Oh. The only bag on her is the one around her face that feeds her before the Kentucky Derby. Oh.
All right. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Make sure you like, subscribe, all the things.
Yeah. Hit us up in the comment section.
Thanks for joining us.
See you later, guys.